Oh, we have a whole bunch of good stuff. So I'm really glad that you're here. I'm going to kick it off by talking about Tri-State Livestock News, because when you're talking good stuff, you're talking Tri-State Livestock News. The ranchers who are up at dawn herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, of course, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, this is it. Covering all corners of agriculture, Tri-State Livestock News. Visit tsln.com.
The holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction hope that you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas time. Merry Christmas and a happy holidays from Lynn and Rick and staff at Shippey Realty.
I've got, actually, Charles Russell's 1914 Christmas card.
Charles Russell.
Yeah, well,
that name is familiar.
I don't have the Christmas card. I have what was written in his Christmas card.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Of course, the artist.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Best wishes for your Christmas is all you get from me, because I ain't no Santa Claus, don't own no Christmas tree. But if wishes were health and money, I'd fill your buckskin poke. Your doctor would go hungry, and you'd never be broke.
From Charles Russell, huh?
Indeed.
Well, let me visit with you just a little bit about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. It's their job to promote Valentine and Cherry County and all the great things we have to do. Some great museums, great waterfalls, waterways, water lakes. We got lots of water. And a lot of Sandhills lakes in there for fishing, hunting, all of that. And all you need to do to get a vacation started is go to visitvalentine.com. And they'll give you 50 things to do or more. So I've got something here that I found out there in the wide, wide world web. 6 a.m. morning malfunction. Okay?
6 a.m. is a morning malfunction.
At 6 a.m., I woke up feeling shockingly refreshed. I thought, wow, this must be what being 25 felt like. Then I tried to stand up. My back made a noise I'm pretty sure isn't FDA approved. My knee snapped like a glow stick at a 1990s rave party. Suddenly, my whole body said, "Sit back down, hero. That was just the loading screen." So now I'm wide awake, sitting on the edge of the bed, waiting for the rest of me to boot up. Good morning, I guess. Not sure who the author on that was, but sometimes we feel like that in the mornings, and sometimes we just jump right up and ready to go.
Indeed. Well, I'm going back to Christmas.
Okay.
All right. Here's a Christmas promise. You made outdoors thy temple, Lord, to fit our simple prayer, that Christmas time may touch the hearts of all men everywhere with thine own brand of mercy, human kindness, and the best of good old freedom feelings that we hold to in the West. Don't let no hearts feel hopeless, Lord, no matter who they are. Help them look up for comfort to the promise of the star. We ask no special favors, Lord, except to hope you'll bless the friends and kin whom we hold dear with Christmas happiness. From 1966, that's S. Omar Barker.
Some of those things are just timeless.
They are.
So the other program, I started talking about some of the back history, I guess, of Christmas songs. So while we may know the words to these classics by heart, many of us don't realize just how rich and surprising their backstories could be. From unexpected origins and quirky controversies to meaningful messages and cultural twists, the history behind Christmas music is full of fascinating stories that add even more magic to the season. So here's one about Silent Night. We all know that song, right?
Very good.
One of the most beloved carols worldwide. Also has a humble origin. Composed in Austria in 1818 by Franz Xaver Gruber with lyrics by Joseph Moore, the song was first performed in a small village church where the organ was broken. To accompany the singers, Gruber played a simple guitar, creating a serene, intimate atmosphere. From the modest beginning, Silent Night spread across the continents and languages, becoming a universal symbol of peace and quiet wonder during Christmas. A little bit of history there for you on Silent Night, and on future programs, I'll get you some more of those.
Season's greetings from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West.
I got to go to Medora sometime just because it sounds cool.
That Cowboy Hall of Fame has to be absolutely incredible.
I'll put that on my bucket list of things to get done. All right. You've heard it here on The Good Stuff.